so far today, they've raised the Sun Chief poll, and then at about 3 o'clock, they will start raising the Mythological Raven poll. But the town is very crowded, as to be expected. The ferries have just been absolutely packed.
Okay, so what is the mood of the folks who are there for the ceremony?
Everyone's excited. It's really amazing to see the amount of people that have come from outside of Kluak. And it's not just from Southeast either. I've been talking to people who came all the way from Fairbanks, and Anchorage, even down south they came, the lower 48. But people have come from all over the place to be here, and it's a very festive atmosphere. It's not just the raising of the totems. It's the community aspect of it. People are sharing their meals together and reminiscing, especially because this particular ceremony, it's rooted in so much history in terms of how these poles came to be. They've refurbished a whole bunch of them. So you have a lot of old timers who were around when the original poles here were erected back in the 30s. So you have a lot of them. They're very excited to be here. A lot of tears, tears of joy, of course, but everyone's very excited.
Okay, and from what I understand of the history of the poles, the ones that were erected in the 1930s were actually replacement poles themselves.
That is totally true. So like you said, the Civilian Conservation Corps, back during the Depression, it was a New Deal program to kind of take poles that had either fallen into disrepair or even taken them from abandoned villages and put people to work making them nice again and erecting them in modern-day villages and towns.
And you said there's another pole raising this afternoon, and what's on the schedule for tomorrow?
So tomorrow there's the raising of the Dog Eater Spirit Pole, and that's at 10, that's in the morning. And then later in the afternoon tomorrow, there's another pole being raised. It's the Brown Bear with the Killer Whale Hat Pole. That will be in the afternoon. And like everything over the past few days and throughout the weekend, it's just a festival all around. There's the actual totem raisings, and then there's a Native Arts market with all sorts of very cool Tlingit and Haida art and hats and clothing and blankets. And then there's a dinner, and tomorrow there will also be the exit ceremony, which is a pretty fantastic sight to see, or at least I can imagine.
And Sean, you are fairly new still to Alaska. What is your impression as somebody who came from all the way from the East Coast?
You know, it's really amazing for me to see where I come from. I grew up in a town that was named after it's a native word. I grew up in Tuaco, New Jersey, and I could not tell you what Tuaco means because there's an absence of native people there to kind of pass on the culture and tell people about it. So to come out here and see that culture still be so alive and vibrant and celebrated is pretty amazing. And I've heard that too from the people who have been here, especially in the last 20, 30 years or so, there's been a renewed focus on reinvigorating that culture. So you talk a lot of the old timers and they say, you know, when I was younger, we didn't have this. It was actually the mayor of Kluak said, he said, you know, people just expected us to know these things, but we didn't. So for us to be here and celebrate that and pass it on to another generation is pretty amazing. And from my perspective, it's amazing to see, too.